Welcome back to the Midday Show. What a great pleasure it is to welcome Nancy McKay onto the Midday Show here. Nancy is the volunteer organizer for Rhinebeck Porch Fest, which is to take place this Saturday. Nancy, what time?
The first acts go on at 11.
Okay. With your permission, I'll just read this, and I'm not going to even pretend that I'm making it up. It's right off the Porch Fest website. Porch Fest 2025 is back on Saturday, September 13th. Rhinebeck turns into one big stage. Wander Rhinebeck's beautiful streets and enjoy live performances on porches, lawns, and sidewalks on Chestnut and Livingston Street, featuring everything from folk and jazz to rock, singer-songwriters, and more. It's a free, family-friendly event packed with great music, local vibes, and community spirit. Amen to that these days, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. How long have you been part of Porch Fest?
This is my fourth year of working on it. And I took a little more responsibility this year along with my co-chair, Rick Nuzzo, and Angela mm-hmm. Lohr. And so we are very excited about all the musicians. We have 44 bands or musicians performing throughout the day, and a great variety, and all Hudson Valley grown. So it's a really fantastic event.
Yeah, it's such a great concept. I mean, I guess there are other Porch Fests, I don't know, but what a great concept anyway. You're going to a one-day concert, full-day concert, and you get to wander about and really get us not only all this great music, but you get to meet your neighbors and you get certainly a sense of Rhinebeck, you know, which is a beautiful town.
So you can bring your dogs. There's always cute dogs and kids running around, and we have great food trucks available. In fact, one of the big food purveyors is Rhinebeck Crew, so the high school crew team, and this is their big fundraising event for the year. So there's a lot of community involved, and they make really good tacos, and they make them quickly.
Mm.
Get back and listen to more music.
Right. Taco seems to be, I'd say, the least controversial of all foods. Everybody loves a taco.
Everybody
haven't met a single
a
person. Exactly. Yeah, this is like a perfect timing. Being involved in the community is becoming more and more crucial as our world gets more chaotic. So good for you and your team. I really applaud you. And how much work goes into this, Nancy, in putting together
a
Porch Fest? Because you said 44 bands?
Yes. And, you know, initially, the first thing you have to do is ask the porch owners on these, you know, on these areas. If they will be kind enough to let us put musicians on their porches and their yards and have people, you know, come visit. And we're very fortunate to have a lot of homeowners who not only allow us to do it, but are super enthusiastic. There's a new house on Chestnut Street. And when I asked, I left a letter on her doorstep and said, you know, we'd really love to use your porch. And she wrote, you know, she sent me a text right away. And she said, not only am I so happy that you stopped by, but when we built the house, we put an outlet on our porch just so we could be part of Porch Fest. So
that's amazing.
That's pretty good enthusiasm.
Who's that? Which person did that?
Penn Chestnut, Amy Turcher.
Okay. Yeah.
New,
let's give them praise.
New residents to Rhinebeck. So
awesome. Well, thanks to them. I mean, I think we should give them definitely some props for being so supportive.
There's lots of houses that have been doing it for the mm-hmm. full 8 years that the event has been going on. And Liz Mazzarella is the woman that started it because she went to Ithaca and she saw a Porch Fest in Ithaca. And she said, we have better musicians here than in Ithaca. So, so she is a superhuman organizer, and her family is super helpful. And they started it in 2017. And we didn't have one in 2020 or 2021 because of COVID, but 2022, we picked it back up. And so it's been, it's one of the funnest things to be an organizer for, because I actually knocked on someone else's house to try to get their porch, and she was in the house and she could see me, and I knew she thought I was either asking for money or a politician. And I said, I'm with Porch Fest. And she like ran to the door. I'm like,
right.
Oh, that's great. I've heard about it. So there's a lot of enthusiasm in the community. So it's been it's a great experience to be able to be part of it.
Yeah. Speaking with Nancy McKay, who is one of the folks that puts together Porch Fest every year. And this year, Porch Fest is this coming Saturday, the 13th. And Nancy sounds like she collects porches, is for
Yes, part of my job
That's
is
your part,
collecting porches
collecting
and
porches.
collecting vans.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about that too. And also, if I've never gone before, how do I porch vest?
So you, if you want a porch fest and you are driving to Rhinebeck, there's free parking available. If you go on the website, there's a map and it'll show you there's some big lots near the neighborhood side of the
Okay.
fairgrounds. So you can park on the street, but if you arrive a little bit later, that those free lots are super easy to park and very accessible. And basically, you can just walk up and down Chestnut and Livingston and the cross streets and find vans. Now, there's on the website, there's also a map as well as a schedule, so you can
So
find.
well organized. Go to rbkporchfest.com to find out about the parking and about the different bands that are participating. And by the way, real quick, later today,
Today.
Laura Zarugian and Little Tree is who is one of your
Exactly. Yep.
performers is stopping by, and because she's going to do Friends Day with MK. So today is all about Porch Fest. So go on, I interrupted you.
That's okay. Actually, what I would suggest is if you've never been to Porch Fest, go to the website. Because the other thing, our webmaster is Roger Buon, and he redid the website, and you can go listen to segments of each of the bands that are playing. So you find if you like this folk music, or you like this acoustic performer, or you like classic rock, you can find various bands. And my husband's band is Catawampus. I have to get their name in, or I'll be in real trouble for the rest of the day.
Oh, why didn't we bring him in? Well, we'll do that. We'll figure out how to do that soon. Soon we'll bring in your husband and the band. Catawampus?
Catawampus.
Okay.
Do you know that word?
Explain.
I think it's an Indian word
Sounds like it.
that it sounds like it that means off kilter, so just a little
Oh.
off. So I always use the example of the Leaning Tower of Pisa is Catawampus.
Oh,
But it's a southern
interesting.
expression like that person's Catawampus. Like it's used very universally to describe a little off.
All right, so let's remind people one more time. Porch Fest will be taking place in Rhinebeck, New York, this Saturday. And you said the timing again, just remind me,
It's from 11,
11 a.m.
for porches. The last act on the porch, the porches are, there's an act every hour. The acts
Okay.
are 50 minutes long. At 5:45, Brasskill, which is a brass band, will lead a parade to an adjacent part of the fairgrounds, and we have a finale band called Bill's Toupee Band, which was voted the best of the Hudson, and they have a dance band. So on the fairgrounds, there's lots of dancing at the end, and then at 7 o'clock, we wrap it up.
Congratulations. This looks like it's going to be a huge success, and you've got really good weather on your
Yeah.
side, which is
Not that
always.
I've checked every 30 seconds for the last week, but yeah, it looks like it's going to be good.
I can imagine. Well, I'm glad for you guys, everybody involved, and it sounds like quite a few people are involved. So thank you so much for coming on the Midday Show, Nancy. Let's do this again next year.
All
All
right. Thanks for having me.
right. 98.1 KZE.